Support for KPLU comes from Alaska USA Federal Credit Union. For over three generations, Alaska USA members have shared the goal of helping each other get places worth going with savings accounts, loans, investments, insurance policies, and more on the web at alaskausa.org.
Greg, about a month ago, we sort of poo-pooed the so-called January effect as a really strong predictor of future stock market performance. Then, of course, January turned out to be one of the biggest months ever as far as gains for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500, their strongest January gains posted since the 1990s. So I think it's worth taking another look at January and what it means when stocks go up or down in that month.
I'm willing to do that. There is a lot of evidence that the year does very well after a strong January.
Well, how does that work out? I mean, why should it be a great year just because things went up in January?
Well, I think that part of it's a self-fulfilling prophecy nowadays. People are more optimistic when they see the market going up early on in the year. There are also a variety of reasons why the market has a pretty good month. You know, about four out of every five Januaries are up, and that's partially because so much new money is coming into the market at the start of the year, and people have an optimistic outlook.
I know you like to crunch the numbers on these things. So what sort of evidence is there for January being a predictor, at least if the market is up in January, that it will also be up for the rest of the year?
Well, the numbers are pretty amazing. Almost four out of every 5 years, the stock market is up at the end of the year if you have a positive January. And not only that, if you have a positive January, the 11 remaining months, the market will show its own gain. So it's not like you're getting all of the gain in the first month.
Now, I think the reason we sort of cast aspersions on this last month as a predictor was because while it may be maybe some validity to it when January is an up month that the year will do well, what happens when January is a down month for stocks? How good a predictor is that?
It's kind of embarrassing for the indicator. On the downside, if January's down, there's only a 50% chance that it'll be down for the year. So you could flip a coin and do as well as the downside of that predictor.
So what should I make out of January being an up month? Should people act on that or what?
You know, the way I like to think about it, if you look at long-term statistics about how many years are up and how many are down, just about 70% of all the years over the last 75 years are up. So betting on the year based on January is kind of a short-sighted way to look at it. And if you really want to bet on a short-term basis, bet on the 1st of November, because the November-December-January period, just 3 months, equals about half of a whole year's average gain.
Or and then again, you can ignore the whole short-term factor and do what you and I usually recommend, which is take that long view, right?
Absolutely. Look for a good index fund that covers the whole market. Put your money in it. Don't look at it for a long, long time.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at KPLU.org. I'm Dave Meyer.